Hey everyone, guess what time it is?
It's time for the Lucas and Lee podcast!
You know it!
This is the first time we've ever done it, East Coast, West Coast.
This is the first time we have ever done, you and I, remember we had my ex-girlfriend, the therapist, on, who did it split screen. But this is the first time.
She was still on the West Coast, though. She was in the West Coast, though, or was she in Florida when that happened?
She was in the West Coast.
Okay, this is the first time we've been bi-coastal, I think, ever. So
this is the first time the podcast has...
I am totally Biggie and I'm Tupac today.
I am totally Biggie Smalling it today. 100% Biggie Smalls. I love it when they call me Big Papa.
It's 100 degrees out here right now as I'm broadcasting from the backyard and country club right by Stockton Golf and Country.
You know what I love about this time of year in the lovely state of Florida? It's monsoon season, which means in central Florida, usually around 3 to 6 p.m. I'm in Orlando now in my because I have a timeshare here in Orlando. So in Orlando, it's usually around 6. In Gainesville, to a T, it's always at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but you can almost always guarantee about half an hour of showers that will definitely put you into a very deep nap. It's like clockwork.
And does after the showers are over, is it hotter or colder or the same?
It depends if so in Gainesville, the clouds don't stick around, it gets hotter. But here in Orlando, today at least, the clouds are sticking around and it stays a little chillier.
I would love clouds right now. We have nothing but blue skies and sunshine here.
No, I'm heartbroken for you guys out there in Cali.
Yeah, 100 degrees. 100 degrees today.
Lucas, we got a lot of very interesting topics. Lot of interesting topics today.
You know, there's so many gold diggers out there on the planet that it blows my mind. I talk to many friends, and they're always shocked when I tell them how many women ask me for money.
Kanye had it right when he said she ain't nothing but a gold digger.
Yeah, I literally, like, and it's always when I talk to my women friends, they're always like, so these girls just ask you for money? And I'm like, absolutely. They want money. They are asking for money, and they expect it.
So last year, and if it hasn't become apparent by now to our faithful listeners, like the first 6 months of last year, if I could discuss all the dating disasters I had the first 6 months of last year, I mean, honestly, it could probably be a made-for-TV movie that stars on Lifetime.
You should sell the story to somebody. You really should sell
of my dating disasters from the first 6 months of last year. But there was this one, we totally hit her. She was about, and I know this goes contrary to what we discussed last podcast, but she was a good 15 years younger than me, which obviously taught me a lesson. But
she was also she was very hot though, too. She was hot.
She was
a smoke show.
I will let you say it.
I will tell you, when you sent me the TikTok, and I watched it, and I was like, wow, your stock is pretty high in my book, man. I mean, you pull some game, baby.
So let's not inflate my head too big, than it already is, but, we totally hit it off. We had great conversation. It was in an event that we met at. And we had texted back and forth. And we made plans for dinner. And it was going to be at a nice restaurant up in Sacramento, too. It was going to be up at a Prelude. It's the one across the street from the Capitol. So,
Yeah.
2 days before we're finalizing plans, I'm like, hey, I made reservations. And she drops this line. Mind you, it's going to be our first date. Please feel free to bring a gift. I was like, okay.
First of all, who asks for a gift? Number one. And number two, how many men out there are actually bringing gifts on a first date? I wish we could take callers right now, because I want to know how many men, because I've never, I've brought flowers on a first date. I've done stuff
flowers,
like that.
Okay. Totally acceptable. Totally acceptable.
Maybe flowers, maybe a bottle of wine once or twice. But to blame, like, what type of gift is she expecting?
I actually asked. I went down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, well, what?
Because I would have been curious too.
What kind of gift are you expecting? And she said, use your imagination. I was like, so I use my imagination. And the very next day, I had to let her know that I had an event with District Attorney Ron Freitas, and I unfortunately can't make our dinner.
Yes. tell her the gift is in the mail.
I think she got the hint, because I never heard from her again.
Yeah, so you actually, as they say in the hip-hop world, you put a bad itch in the friend zone.
I put a bad itch in the no-contact zone.
No-contact zone.
And there's another incident that happened to me that, once again, first half of last year, it was special. Another incident, so, you know, gold diggers aren't just in I want money or I want you to bring me a gift. It could also be I want you to do me a favor. And I will give you this little ditty. So I was hanging out with this lobbyist up in Sacramento. We were hanging out. It was totally cool. We were having a good time, having fun. I thought we were getting along pretty well. Nothing serious, but we just, you know, we're enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, you're having fun. You're having a good time.
Having a good time. And she had a big bill that was up in the state Senate. Now, for a little background, registered lobbyists in Sacramento cannot pay to go to fundraisers for members of the state legislature. They are forbade from making political contributions.
Forbade.
Whatever word you want to use. So she's like, oh, Lee, I really need to talk to this senator. And it happened to be a senator that I had a connection with. And they're having a fundraiser, and I just wish I could get in there. And me, trying to be, you know, the knight in shining armor. Something I discuss with my therapist about quite often.
You know what? E40 has a word for it. Do you know what it is?
What?
Captain Save-A-Ho.
I will let you say that, not me, Lucas.
That's from E40. That's E40's words.
I am not a registered lobbyist. I'm a political consultant.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, how about if I buy a ticket and you go with me? She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I buy a ticket to this senator's fundraiser. She comes with me, chats up the senator. From that conversation, is able to text the senator the next day and set up a meeting. After the meeting, the senator, which at the time was not exactly in favor of her bill, was the chair of the committee, and the bill passes out of the committee 5-0. You know what happened after that fundraiser?
Gone.
Ghosted. Ghosted.
I have to ask you, because of your position, can you date anybody in politics, or you're always worried they're using you?
Lesson learned. And I really never dated anyone in politics. This is the first time I had actually gone out like on a date or whatever with someone that was in my line of work. More often than not, they're not. For a variety of reasons, one being Lee doesn't like to bring his work home with him.
Yeah, exactly. But
it was just like silence. And I didn't hear from him for 2 weeks. Bill passed out of committee. I was like, hey, congrats. Nothing. No, nothing.
Oh, you said congrats and she still didn't respond?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So finally,
did you ever talk to her again?
I texted her. I was like, hey. And I just said, I laid it all out. What you did wasn't cool. What you did was not cool. I'm a big boy. If you're not interested, you should just say so. But this whole silent treatment, especially the timing of it, and I got this, text back saying you didn't deserve that. And, you know, I do what I always do. And I just threw myself into work, you know, and all, as I was reading that, all I heard was Charlie Brown's teacher. I mean, you got caught in the fact that you saw an opportunity, and credit to her. She saw an opportunity to get what she needed to get done and took it. And shame on me for being dumb enough to fall for it.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, that you can still do work and still love your work and not use people to get ahead. I know that
100%.
There's, you know, I mean, obviously you're a strong person or whatever, but you know, that might really hurt or break somebody. That it's a really crappy thing to do.
And not only that, look, you know the kind of guy I am, Lucas. If she just simply would have said, hey, Lee, I'm not feeling it, let's be friends, and then be like, hey, by the way, you know, there's this thing, I need to see this guy, can you help me out? I honestly probably would have said yes.
Yeah, you would have said yes, even if she said, yeah, she didn't want to date
you. Yeah, absolutely. I'd have been like, sure, let's go. Why not? I get brownie points with the senator anyway.
Yeah.
But just to be usurious like that. And so it's unfortunate. It is really unfortunate when you have cases. And hey, you know what? Guys do this all the time too. Let's be very clear.
Guys do. I don't know who does it better or worse, however you want to look at it. Guys use women for other things and women use men for things. And it's in this day and age, in the dating world, it's really hard if you have success as a man or if you have beauty as a woman to know. Or I mean, it's almost like you're taking a chance to date somebody that the guy's just using you for sex. Or if you're a man and you're successful, the woman's just using you for your success.
The amount of times I have heard that guys have either dated a woman or stayed with a woman because they needed a place to stay.
Oh.
Because they needed a place to stay.
Those are the losers. There's a lot of loser men out there that like have no job, have nothing going for them, and they're just looking for a handout. And you should not, if you're a woman, don't let a guy move in with you. If you meet him with a month later, don't let him move in.
No.
If he doesn't have a home address, don't do it.
You can't be dating for 2 weeks and then say, oh, hey. And then he comes up, oh, hey, how about I just move in? Or the sneaky move in where
he starts to leave
some clothes there. There's a toothbrush. All of a sudden, hey, why do I need to move out? I just got all my stuff here anyway.
Make sure the guy you're dating has a solid work history and make sure that he has an address.
Yes. You want to see some tax returns or some W-2s or some confirmation that he has a job and that he has a home. Like, I don't know, maybe a mortgage statement. Hey, there we go. Or, hey, here's my rental payment from last month.
Here's the thing that blows me away is that there are men out there that get angry if a woman says that they're looking for a guy that has a good job. I completely get that, because one of the reasons why you look for a guy with a good job is so you know he's not using you as a place to stay, number one, or a meal ticket or money. It's why you should look for a guy that has a good job. Just like if you're a man, you should look for a woman who's stable and has a stable life going on.
I mean, I've made it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We've talked about it on here, and I've made it very clear that, you know, if I'm going to date a woman, it's college degree or higher.
Yeah.
And that's a hard and fast. That is just a hard and fast for me. And it's not me being snobby. It's not me being a jerk. It is, A, you know she's more often than not stable. And B, I need to have someone that I can have a conversation with. I need to have someone that I can talk to. And it's not just, you know, looks and sex.
Yeah, you have to have something in common, 100%.
No, I absolutely have to have something in common. Speaking of something in common and people who don't have anything in common, I ran across, you know, we get all our stuff from the gram. I mean, that's where we get most of our stuff.
IG, baby, IG.
IG. So David Geffen, big Hollywood mogul guy, and his partner, his husband, I don't know if they were actually like married. Yeah, I think they were. So David Geffen
legally married. They were legally married.
Okay. David Geffen is 72 years old. His partner is 32. No, Geffen's 74. His partner is 32.
Yeah.
And they are now getting a very nasty divorce. Very nasty.
That's such a surprise. The fact that he's, you know, in his 70s and he's in his 30s. That's a shocker that they're getting divorced.
I noticed the facetiousness in your voice when you say that,
Such
Lucas.
A shocker. Such a shocker.
And so it introduced us to a new word that I'd never heard of called hypergamy. Now, hypergamy apparently is when you marry someone that is above your financial or social class. And they have websites for it, as we are very well aware. They met on seeking.com. Which I guess a while ago used to be called seekingarrangement.com. And there was another website that Dr. Phil had on his show once, sugardaddies.com.
These are websites. If you're broke or you're rich, you can go on those sites and date either up or date down.
Yes. And let's be very clear. There is nothing wrong if it happens organically. There is nothing wrong of dating up or dating down class-wise or financially. And I will use myself as an example with my ex-wife. Now, look, I do well for myself, six figures. But my wife, ex-wife, was an executive at Facebook with stock options. I had spending money is what my salary was. But that was organic. We met organically.
Organically.
I see what you did there. And I was okay with that. She was okay with that. And it didn't, the disparity on how much we made was not didn't affect our relationship in any way, shape, or form, except for the one she hated me in political mode. She absolutely hated me in political mode.
Well, when you're in political mode, you're like when Tom Brady's in football mode. It's, you know, when you're the GOAT at what you do. That's what people don't understand when you get into a relationship with somebody with drive. When you get in a relationship with somebody with drive and they're at the top of the food chain in their industry, whether it's sports, music, politics, CEOs, business, whatever, that person, when they're in their mode, like Tom Brady football mode, it's they're a different person, and it's a different breed. In order to be the best, you have to put in the work.
She literally saw me frothing at the mouth in campaign mode.
Yeah.
And she literally said I should just quit politics and go work at Starbucks so I could at least bring us home free coffee. I laughed. I thought she was joking. And she's like, no, I'm very serious. You just.
Well, let me ask you this though, as a human being, person to person, because I know you're a very driven person. You've got degrees. You know, you've gone to great colleges and stuff. You've had a great career. Could you step back and be a barista and be happy?
No. And that's nothing against baristas. Nothing against baristas.
I think at this point, I don't know. I mean, I've never done it, but I think I could, if a girl asked me and said, hey, I'm going to hold it down. You can be a barista. I think I could be a happy barista.
Also, I 100% believe I would screw up everyone's drink order. I'm just telling you right now. Those baristas are probably way more talented than I am at what they do.
So there's no shot of you becoming a barista.
There is no shot of me becoming a barista. Sugar mama or not, no shot whatsoever. but that's, I'm just using that as an example because, look, we met organically. It was on, you know, a regular dating site that we met. But those that go on seeking.com or sugardaddy.com and then surprise, it doesn't work out at the end. And I was reading through the story and the 32-year-old was like shocked that David Geffen would parade him around like a piece of meat and a trophy. I'm like, dude, come on. Come on. Why do you think he was interested in you? You were young, you were cute, and you wouldn't say no. I mean...
Yes. That's really? Why that when old people are dating young men or young women, they're doing it because they want to show off that they have a trophy. It's a trophy.
How about older guys who date younger women, like, let's say, 20, 25 years younger than them, Lucas?
Like Jeff Bezos?
No, I'm talking about you, Lucas.
Oh, well, you know, Jeff Bezos and I have the same haircut. We just don't have different bank accounts. We have the same haircut.
You guys do have the same haircut. That, yes, yeah. You guys do.
Yeah,
so.
No, I do. I do. I think, and this is my opinion, to talk a little bit about the dating world. I think that, like you said earlier, you know, you have to date people that you have something in common with. And
yes.
I am a younger, immature person, and I think that my mentality is that of a 30-year-old and not really of a 53-year-old.
You know, the Eagles once sang a song about a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. For those of you who remember, Lying Eyes is exactly about that kind of relationship. Younger woman married an older guy, and she's out sneaking around on the older guy because, you know, the older guy's all old and crinkly and whatnot. So
you can't hide your lying eyes. That's a great song.
You know, Eagles are just a way underrated band. I mean, they're one of the greatest bands of all time.
I was actually in my car. The fact that you brought up Lying Eyes, now it sends me into a tailspin because I was listening to one of these nights the other day, and I was like, that's the best song by the Eagles, but Lying Eyes could be.
You know what the best song by the Eagles is? It is one of my go-to karaoke songs. Right
in
up there.
Hotel California?
Right up there. No. Right up there with Friends in Low Places.
That's
and
a great
what's
one, too, by Garth Brooks.
What's Up by Four Non Blondes. I totally rock that on karaoke.
Oh, that's a great song.
Long Run. Long Run is one of my, yes. That is one of my go-to karaoke songs, and I rock that thing.
And that was their final album before the breakup.
I even have a little Texas Twang come out when I'm singing that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true story.
Yeah, those are great songs. And
okay, shifting from dating to sports, as we always do, but still ripping on Lucas because that is the theme of this section. So Lucas, I saw a Facebook post by you the other day.
Yes, it was the Little League World Series was on. I was dialed in.
You were super excited about watching a bunch of 12-year-olds on ESPN. And I just got to ask, Did you or did you not have money on San Mateo beating the Southern California team? Because you were way too excited about that Little League World Series regional game.
Yeah, well, you know, I got the Prize Picks app on my phone, and I was all about Menlo Park. Jim DeGoni was the one that gave me "quote unquote" inside information. The great Jim DeGoni. He said he played for that team, the Alpine team out of Menlo Park. He played for him. That was his Little League team, and he said it's a lock, and there's no way that Menlo Park will lose to Fullerton. So, against my better judgment, because when you hear Fullerton, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Fullerton? Baseball, right?
Baseball.
There are more major league players out of Fullerton than any other city in America. And Jim DeGoni.
Do you know who else played baseball for Cal State Fullerton?
Who's that?
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner was on Cal State Fullerton?
He played ball for Cal State Fullerton. Yes, he did.
That's unbelievable.
There you go.
It's like that city is just, you know, baseball, 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 baseball. It's like Fullerton to baseball is what Canton, Ohio is to football. I know it wasn't invented in Fullerton, but that's baseball there. And Jim DeGoni gave me a guarantee that Menlo Park would win, and then Menlo Park got their butt kicked. Their butt kicked. By Fullerton, of course.
It was a massive butt whooping. But yeah,
Not good.
Of all the sports you discuss, the fact that you were big on the Little League World Series, Lucas, made me have to think you had to have some money on that game.
Well, the one thing I've learned, and I have the hat on through and through. I'm a Northern California guy. But, man, Southern California beats us in everything. Always. Baseball, football, basketball. We lost to Lincoln High, lost to LeBron James's team. At some point, we got to beat Southern California. We have to beat them. The one time we played the Dodgers in the playoffs, we never played the Dodgers playoffs. The one time we played the Dodgers in the playoffs, we won 107 games. The Giants won 107 games. We still didn't beat them. At some point, we have to beat Southern California, and I mean, the 49ers beat the Rams, but the Rams don't count. They're not a real team. But we did lose to them once, and they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Did. Yeah. We did lose to them. Very much remember that NFC Championship game.
We have to beat SoCal, right? At some point, right?
Well, so, you know, the WNBA is going on right now, and maybe the Golden State Valkyries will beat the LA Sparks.
There's a shot for that to happen. There's a shot.
Speaking of which, and I can't believe that this is actually going to be discussed on this podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know if those words are allowed, but hey, we're going to say it.
Well, we're about to go where no Lucas and Lee podcast has gone before. For those of you women's sports fans, WNBA fans, you know that there has been a rush of dildos being tossed.
Yes.
On courts. Yeah. And at first, we all thought, hey, it's immature people. They're targeting them because they're women. Nope. So apparently there is a meme coin, a Bitcoin, some sort of coin. Cryptocurrency, you know, that thing where if you're on a dating app and someone connects with you right away and sends you like one message and then says, hey, can I talk to you about cryptocurrency? You know, those kind of people.
Yeah.
There is apparently a meme coin called Green Dildo. And that's why all of the dildos that have been tossed on the court have been green. They have come forward and said that this is to bring awareness without having to pay some influencers to the green dildo meme coin.
Do you want to hear the funniest tweet or X that I saw this week about the green dildos?
Go for it.
So there's been six green dildos that have been thrown on WNBA courts. And it says, so far this year, There's been six green dildos thrown on NBA courts, and Jazz Chisholm only hit two home runs in the home run derby.
Now,
there's more dildos on courts than there is.
Do you want to know what the most troubling aspect of this entire green dildo gate is?
What's that?
So I looked it up. I went a deep dive. First of all, I have to give credit. This was, and she knows who she is, forwarded me the fact that it was a conspiracy by people who invest in the or are in the green dildo meme coin community to do this, you know, tossing the dildos on the court. We're going to set a record for how many times dildos have been talked about on a podcast today. But so I took a deep dive and I'm like, really? And that's where I found out there actually is a green dildo meme coin. Its value has skyrocketed since this has started to happen at WNBA games.
I bet.
And it has a market cap of $9.1 million.
Wow.
So let's just let that sit in, people. People have spent are willing to spend $9.1 million on a meme coin called Green Dildo.
Green Dildo.
I have no words.
And then Michael Rapaport did a video yesterday asking people to not throw dildos on the court because if you get hit in the head, it hurts. And he knows because he got hit in the head with a dildo.
Oh, I'm not going to ask exactly how that happened. I'm just not. But speaking of making videos or asking people not to throw gearing dildos on courts, that brings us to our worst person ever, at least my vote for the worst week ever. She is known as MAGA Barbie. Yes, we are talking about Sophie Cunningham of the WNBA's Indiana Fever, who, as someone aptly described it, looks like she's probably ended a few marriages. She went on X and said, "Please stop throwing dildos on the court. You may hurt someone." Who was the next person to get smacked with a green dildo? Yep, it was Sophie Cunningham, and we unfortunately looks like we lost Lucas. But Sophie Cunningham, MAGA Barbie, you get the worst week ever for, you know, getting smacked with a green dildo on the court. Everyone, thank you once again. It's been a great week. We will see you on the flip side.